begin, I just want to tell you that late last night, as Rabbi Waxel was leaving, I went in to speak to him. Rabbi Lerner was there, so he can testify to what I'm going to tell you. And Rabbi Waxel said, listen, I knew it was going to be good. I didn't know it was going to be that good. And he told me that the boys in this yeshiva do better than most of the boys that come to the Mir Yeshiva. So he was impressed with these boys, a cut above. That's what he told me. You could ask Rabbi Lerner. Said it was better than most of the boys that come to the Mir Yeshiva. He said it was unbelievable. So I want to give those of you that are here Yasher Koyach for that. You should be very proud of yourselves. Okay, so we're going to speak about Parashatenu, Parashas Ba'aloyscha, Sofa Parasha. Yesh po sipur, Vatideber Miriam Va'aron B'Moisha al Oydeis Ha'isha Akushis Ha'shelokach. Ki isha kushis lokach is a sipur of lashon hara. Masha karapo veyesh echad mea the zechirois, the things you have to remember is zechor asher the Hashem also the Miriam the sipur kol sipur and Miriam ve lashon hara ve kol sipur mod manyein. Kodem kol katuv vatedaber Miriam ve Aaron b'Moshe. Why is Miriam get all of the flack? Lama kol. Is everything is on Miriam and not on Aaron. So one of the pshatim is achar me'pshatim ki b'derech klal noshim are the ones that took the kaveh sicha. So mistama, if there was a conversation between Miriam and Aaron, mistama, the woman is the one who was doing more of the talking than the man. That's one of the pshatim that's brought down. And l'chein, Miriam gets punished more than Aaron. However, you could also say that perhaps Miriam is the one who be'etzem should have been more sensitive to Moshe Rabbeinu than Aaron. Farvos Rabbi Lama Miriam Aita Amura Liot Yoter Gisha to Moshe Rabbeinu, because she's the one that brought Moshe Rabbeinu into this world. She wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's mother. Aval Lemaisa Zayab Schuta that Moshe Rabbeinu was born because Amram was Poirish Me Ishtoi, and Miriam is the one that brought them back together. She was the one, b'schuta, that Moshe Rabbeinu was here. So therefore, there's more of a taina on Miriam, ulai, than on Aaron. Akol ponem em dibru al Moshe Rabbeinu, al oidois ha'isha akushis ashelokach. Ma b'diuk haya loshen hara, gam lo kokach mefurash. What the loshen hara was. Kipshuto shel mikro, as in ira, as zeh she Moshe Rabbeinu lokach isha kushis, zeh haya loshen hara. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu take an isha kushis? What's the loshen hara? They took an isha kushis. So kipshuta shel mikra kavana is that Moshe Rabbeinu, they were accusing Moshe Rabbeinu of feeling like no one in Klal Yisrael is good enough for me. So I have to go, you know, somewhere outside of our environs. I have to get an isha kushis. Moshe Rabbeinu ki'ilu, heim ki'ilu dibru al Moshe Rabbeinu sebiglal gava that Moshe Rabbeinu had. Urgish that there's no one here good enough for me, and he had to go out and take someone dafka from Kush. Va'pasuk meid va'ish Moshe anav mi'oid mikol adam ashal pnei adama. Moshe Rabbeinu hafuch v'ya anav mikol adam. So one of the things we see over here is what does it mean to be anav mikol adam? Anav mikol adam does not necessarily mean that he, the person that looks like he's a shmata, and he says, ich bin garnished, right? That's not necessarily dafka, the taich of what it means, anav. Ani lo choshev, that Moshe Rabbeinu said about himself, ani garnished, lo rak shani lo choshev. Yesh raya, she Moshe Rabbeinu, hu batzmo, hivin, vehemin, shehu agodol, shaya, Me'olam Adas. Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest Navi in the world. And he knew it. What's the Raya? Because one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim that the Rambam says, that someone who doesn't believe this, Ein lo chelek ve'elokai Yisrael, is, what's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim? Moshe Rabbeinu, lo kam b'Yisrael k'moshe oid. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Av HaNevim, the biggest Navi that was, the biggest Navi that will be. And if you don't believe that, so then you are koifer. So Rabbi Yisai, Chas v'shalom, mishu yachol agid al Moshe Rabbeinu shu ha-koifer? Chas v'chalila, filo ha-milim kashe nevotzi me'apeh. Moshe Rabbeinu, who ha-emin be'emuna shelema, shehu haya av ha-nevim. He knew about himself, I'm top of the line. V'hu haya anav mikol adam. Zot omeret, anava is not a person shelo hikir et ma'aloto. person that's not someone who doesn't know his milas. A nav is someone that knows his milas and doesn't say because of that I am entitled to more. Adraba. Someone who has milas, someone who's a big Baal Kishrin, he should be learning more, should feel more obligated. Someone that's wealthier should feel that he has more of an obligation to share and to give. Not that that is entitling him. Anava is milashen la'anot. It's that I realize I have to answer for everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. Moshe Rabbeinu knew he had tremendous koiches. But he said, those koiches are mechayevoti. Mechayevoti. Okay, ze anava. So Moshe Rabbeinu, zot omeret, Miriam saw Moshe Rabbeinu walking around, and Moshe Rabbeinu, who ichzik ba'atzmo, he held of himself. Be'emet. She said, maybe he has gaiva. Lo nachon. He was anav mikol adam. Ritzel agid, just a short little thing that I heard from Dafka from Yehuda Vagshal. Omali b'shem Rabbi Yerucham, he says it many times. Omali b'shem Rabbi Yerucham, Yerucham omar she'a, a person chayav lakir at chisroinesav. A person has to know his chisroines. You have to know what you have to work on. Aval oy v'avoy im hu lo makir at ha-mailas shelo. It's good to know your chisroines. It's more important to know your mailas. Because a person has to know that I'm capable. He has to know. He has to feel obligated, responsible. I can do something. I can make a difference. I'm important. That's Moshe Rabbeinu Zanafa. Ze pshuto shel mikra. Aval, yesh po od pshat sheyoter, that's yoter mefursam. Moshe Rabbeinu, what's the Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu? Mao, what did he say? Al isha kushas ha-shelokach. The pshat ha-poshut is, Moshe Rabbeinu was poiresh me-ishtoi. Lo she, that he dafka chose this wife. But adrabba, Moshe Rabbeinu is poiresh me-ishtoi, kilo, and he lo yachol. I can't somehow manage to keep my nevua and also have a relationship with a wife. Moshe Rabbeinu was poiresh me-ishtoi, which we know is not the derech for... You know, for us as a lifestyle, as a people, Moshe Rabbeinu miuchad. We'll speak about what was miuchad about Moshe Rabbeinu. But Miriam Anaviyah Amra, Masa Moshe Rabbeinu miuchad, because he's a navi. What did Miriam say? Vayomer ha'arak ach b'Moshe diber Hashem. Zayar arak b'Moshe Rabbeinu kaze davar nevua. Halo gam bano diber. Because Baruch Hu speaks, we're also navim, and we're not poyrish from our spouses. As lama Moshe Rabbeinu tzrich lefrosh meishto. That was Miriam and Aaron's Lashon Hara, whatever it is, obviously the Kamuvan on their darga, anytime you speak critically of Miriam and Aaron, it's ridiculous for us to even think whatever would be there of Eir Zarba. It's the biggest mitzvah we ever did in our life. But, kanireh, the ayah po, ezeshu pgiyah, Miriam and Aaron, neged Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu was perish meishto, lo chayav lefrosh meishto, lamas sheyesh lo nevuah. צריכים להבין מה זה השק לביתן. כי הקדוש ברוך הוא says, לא, 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 זה לא אמת. לא, לא נכון. משה בן הוא אחרת. אז בואו לדייק. I want to show you a dick, a beautiful dick from the Ruach Chaim, of Chaim Volozhin. Chaim Volozhin in his הקדמה, אם זכו לי נכון, his הקדמה לאבות. In his introduction to Sefer Avos, he writes a beautiful piece there about the difference between Moshe, Moshe, and Avram, Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, calls to Avram Avinu, Avram, Avram, and he calls to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, Moshe. It happened twice. Now, it happened other times also, but we're going to focus on these two, because the Gemara focuses on, says, Avram, Avram, there's a psik. So it went like this, Avram, Avram. By Moshe, it was Ratzuf, Moshe, Moshe. Bleep psik. Azma. So let's understand. You hear the question? What's that? Avram, there was a psik. Avram, Avram. By Moshe, it was Moshe, Moshe. Bleep psik. So Abu Yisai, let's try to understand. Says the Ruach Chaim, Chaim Voloshim, who medayek bepsukim. And you have to know diktok ktsat, a little bit. And he says, what did Miriam say? Vayoimru, harak ach b'moshe dibra Hashem. Abu Yisai, what did Hashem do to Moshe? Can someone tell me in English, in simple English? HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something to Moshe. He spoke. What did he do? Spoke. To Moshe. With Moshe. Correct. How would you say that in Hebrew? Diber. Im Moshe. Or? Le Moshe. Not. Be Moshe. What does it mean? Harak ach bimoyshe dibur Hashem bimoyshe. It should say limoyshe imoyshe dibur Hashem. Haloi gam bonu dibur lonu. It should say dibur. Ma ze bonu dibur. Ma kore po. What's going on? There's a diktuk problem. So says Reb Chaim Volozhin, haflov afeler Rabbi Yisrael, pilei ploim. He says this is what the vikuach. Vikuach was that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying my nevuah is a totally different level nevuah from your nevuah Miriam, your nevuah Aaron. I got something else going on. There's something called shchina medaberes mitoch grono. Zot omeret. Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't speak with Moshe. Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke from with inside Moshe Rabbeinu. The nevuah came from inside of Moshe. That is intense, Rabbi Yisai. That's the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. That it came from within him. Usually when you speak to someone, with someone, there's him and then there's you. It's two different people. You're having conversation, right? That's what Avraham Avinu had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was having conversations with himself. Or he was hearing voices coming out of him. Now, if someone ever tells you that there's voices that are coming out of their body that are not their own, you should be worried. Just telling you. But with Moshe Rabbeinu, it was fine. It was more than fine. But anyone else, it can't happen. It didn't happen. It was Moshe Rabbeinu. It was a special form of nevuah. And Miriam said, "Ma pitom, nevuah is the same as Moshe Rabbeinu. Same nevuah." Haloi. Ach b'moyshe diber Hashem, halo gam bonu diber, HaKadosh Baruch Hu diber gam bonu, also inside of us. That was the Lashon. Now tishma, listen to the Drushes HaRan, takes over where Reb Chaim Volozhin left off. Now, the Drushes HaRan was before Reb Chaim Volozhin, historically, but I'm just saying in this vort, okay? That's what Reb Chaim Volozhin says, the Drushes HaRan. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, Miriam, I'd like to show you the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm going to show it to you because you've never had it before. And you're going to see it's something else. You ready? Here it goes.
Katuv bepasuk. Vayomer Hashem pisoim el Moshe ve'el Aaron ve'el Miriam. Ma ze pisoim? Anyone know what pitom? Pitom! What does that mean, pitom? Suddenly, Hashem spoke. So what does it mean, suddenly? Whoa, suddenly. It sounds like it's something that's like unexpected. Something unexpected is about to happen. Pisoim. El Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Tzu'u shloshtechem el oyel moyed. All three of you go Pesach oyel moyed. And what did Hashem say? Vayikra Aaron u Miriam vayotu shneem. Okay, here goes. Moshe, Aaron, Miriam, go to Pesach oyel moyed. Okay, they all go. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts talking to Aaron and Miriam. Ask the Drushes HaRan, so what is Moshe Rabbeinu doing there? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to come? Why is Moshe Rabbeinu coming? Hashem said, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, go to Pesach HaMoed. And then he started talking to Aaron and Miriam. Omer Drushes HaRan, Dovor Noira. He said, I want to give Miriam and Aaron a nevuah that they can't get. So how am I going to bring that nevuah here? I'm going to bring Moshe Rabbeinu. And I'm going to put them together. And then when the nevuah comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's going to spread to Miriam and Aaron. So Moshe has to be there. There's a drushes around. It's absolutely unbelievable. Moshe has to be there. And then Miriam and Aaron are going to experience the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu for the first time in their life. And it is going to be horrific. Because if you're not ready to hear someone speaking from inside of you, you could go crazy because, like, you feel like you don't even exist anymore. You can't survive that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was putting them through an intense amount of pain. It's painful to have a nevuah that you're not ready for because you feel like you're disappearing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says,
Vayomer, Shim'u na devorai. Na is a lashon of rakus. It's a soft lashon. Why does Hashem say shimu na? Please listen. Like Hashem's being gentle with them. Says the Drushes HaRan, they were going through tremendous pain. Moshe and Aaron and Miriam, they couldn't deal. They weren't ready for it. All of a sudden, you feel like your body's being taken over. Like there's a shechina inside of you, and all of a sudden you're just disappearing. So Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking gently. Shimu no. And he says, Im yeh neviachem Hashem, b'mara elov esvada b'chalom adaber boy. Most neviim, I have like this image that you see. Loichein abdi Moshe, b'chol beisi nemenu peh el peh adaber boy. I'm speaking inside of him. Speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, now you see the difference. Now you can tell the difference. And the trauma that happened to Miriam after the Shekhinah left, she was Mitzora Aska Shelek. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, that is the way the events unfolded here in the end of the parasha. V'umazbir, the Achiluk bin Avram, Moshe. Avram, psik, time of Begave. There is Avram. V'omer kacha. A person's neshama. Who's Avram Avinu? He's not his body with his 6'2", 6'3", handsome, nothing, none of that. That's not Avram Avinu. We don't even have pictures of Avram Avinu. We talk about him all the time, no pictures, because it's not about that. It's about his neshama. Kemuvan. Avram Avinu was his neshama. Now, says the Nefesh HaChaim, there's a neshama milamalo, and there's a neshama milamata. There's a neshama, which is chelek eloka, which is full of koiches, unbelievable koiches that are there, ruchnias. And then there's the Avram down here who's trying to grasp it, he's trying to get there, and he's working on himself, and he's going every day higher and higher, right? He says, is Avram. Is Avram the neshama, and it's called gadlus, b'shamayin le'el? And then there's over here, lemata, is Avram who's od lo higia l'sha. This psik begave, there's like a separation between them. That separation that exists is the zich, is the ani that gets in the way between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Avram Avinu had an ani. It was a small ani. Trust me, it was a small ani. But there was an ani to Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu said, Anuchi ofer ve'efer. There's a very small ani over there. Aval hayah mashu ba'ani. Therefore, there was a psik begave, there was an Avram, and there was an Avram. Moshe Rabbeinu, loy psik taime begavei, says Nefesh HaChaim, it was Moshe. It was bidiyuk oto davar. There was no ani. There was no zich. He was anav mikol adam, which means he said, I do not exist. All I am is a chelek eloka mimal. And if by Moshe Rabbeinu, Kosh Boko speaks from inside of him, it's like, it's no surprise. It doesn't hurt. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was on the highest level. That's why Moshe, he used every ounce of koyach that he had for his neshama, for his ruchnias, and he reached the darga of his Moshe milamata. He's the same Moshe milamata. Moshe. Kach omer HaNefesh HaChaim. My boy said, these things are so sweet and so beautiful. Stunning the Torah. Look it up. Nefesh HaChaim. It's the Ruach Chaim and the Hakdoma to Pirkei Avos, and it's the Drosh HaSarah. Mamshich HaDroshes Aran, and he says, Mikan ro'im yisoid godo. What's the yisoid godo? Omer kach. This whole sipur that happened, let's go over the way Nefesh HaChaim says this happened. Miriam and Aaron could not be masig, the darga of nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. They weren't able to reach that. So how did it happen? Says Nefesh HaChaim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them together with Moshe Rabbeinu. Miriam and Aaron were there together in the Mechitzas Moshe Rabbeinu. Derech Moshe Rabbeinu, hem etzlichu lahasig darga shenevuah that wasn't shaykh to them. Derech Moshe Rabbeinu. Omer and Joshua Saran, Dover Noira. And he says that mikan roim yisod, that if a person wants to get dargos that he's not shayach to, that's lemaylo me'asogov, lemaylo me'dargoysov, mitchaber, you have to connect yourself with someone who's on a higher darga, with a Rebbe, and if you're mechaber yourself to your Rebbe, you could reach his darga of Kedusha. Pilei ployim. Person's not holding there, but you have to surround yourself with good people. Surround yourself with good people. And if you connect with good people, so then it's not just that you'll become good. It's better than that. You get from them hashpa of Kedusha that comes. It's contagious. V'mamshich, Joshua Saran, and he says, it's not just to be around them, if you even would have something that belonged to them, a memorabilia, says the Jewish Aran, this is a very chassidish type of art. You know, like you have the Rebbe's gartel, or, you know, something like that, or you wear the Rebbe's kapata, or achveis nishvas. Says the Jewish Aran, if you have something that can help you to be mitchaber to a tzaddik, that itself will also bring you to his darga. For example, the mate of Moshe Rabbeinu. If Yeshua held the mate of Moshe Rabbeinu, he was zoiche to connect to the darga of Moshe Rabbeinu, to be able to be poel what Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be poel, because he connected to that. And sometimes there's like previous generations that we feel that like we can't relate. We can't relate to them. We have to learn to relate, to be mitchaber. And that's why it's kol kach chashuv, Rabbi Yisai. Yesh, Baruch Hashem, yesh lano sifriya. We have a library. Male svarim al gedoy leYisrael. Full of svarim. If you read a book about gedoy leYisrael, you mitchaber to that gadol. We go to Kivrei Tzadikim, you're mitchaber to that gadol. The more you're mitchaber to someone from a previous generation, the more you can get something from him. You can touch something from him. I was just yesterday by the kever of Moshe Feinstein. Nachon? We were just there. To be able to touch Rav Moshe Feinstein, to get Moshe Feinstein was unbelievable. Gadol that was there in East New York, in America. He's someone we should be able to relate to. So if we could be mitchaber, we could be zoicha to dargot in kedusha, hasagot in Torah, that etzem is beyond us. You just have to connect. Find a way to connect. Aitzah sheli, Rabbi Yisai, is if a person has downtime, you have time, so you could do two things. You could either do something shtuyot, like read Harry Potter or something ridiculous like that, which, okay, so, you know, people say, was that the worst thing in the world, Harry Potter? It's not the worst thing in the world, is it? But it's nothing. You're being mitchaber to emptiness, at best, emptiness. And then there's much worse, Rabbi said, than that. Or you could spend your downtime reading delicious books, delicious, about Gedolim, Rabbi Shlomo Freifeld, or Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, so many delicious. So, and people say, oh, they'll get bored. I ask them, do you ever read a Gadol book in your entire life? No. So how do you know you're bored? You don't even know. You never even tried it. Try it. Try reading three books on Gedolim. Okay, it's going to be work. Work. And I'm telling you, when you're finished, I remember myself. I'll be honest. I also was the type like, okay, keep these things away from me. Not for me. I'm not interested in reading about a rabbi who's 6 years old and he read all of Shas and he was a tzaddik his whole life and blah, blah, blah. It's boring. But if you try to read the books and they're not all the same, you'll have a deeper appreciation for Moshe Feinstein. You read the book about Moshe Feinstein? It's unbelievable. This person was a superhero with superpowers. It is thrilling to read the book. Try reading, go cover to cover with Moshe Feinstein. It is thrilling. And when you go to his tzion, it's like a whole different thing. Try reading the book about Shlomo Freifeld. Such a colorful person, full of so much life. He was so funny. He was so happy through all the challenges that he went through. And we're mitchaber. And then we can draw from what they accomplished, and it will elevate all of us. Shabbat shalom.